News Talk 1110 KBND News. Time is 5 minutes after five. Good afternoon on a Tuesday. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's in the News Center with Central Oregon News, and it's brought to you by Neil Kelly. Thinking of remodeling your place? Find your starting place at Neil Kelly at the Neil Kelly Design Center, 190 Northeast Irving Avenue, right here in Bend, or online at neilkelly.com. Now from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks, Dennis. The Leadman versus Ironman triathlon debate is resolved. Leadman is in, Ironman is out for now. The city of Bend had the Leadman event signed up for the September, but others are trying to attract the Ironman event here. The problem is they were the same weekend. Local tourism officials met last Friday to iron out what to do. Doug LaPlaca, the president of Visit Bend, says the decision was unanimous to honor the Leadman event since they had made a commitment.
You know, ultimately, I'm very excited for the outcome. I think that it was a great step forward for the Bend tourism industry, for the leadership to come together last week. And, you know, once we reviewed the situation together, we were all in alignment that, you know, we have a commitment to lifetime fitness and the Leadman Triathlon, and we have to respect that.
Leaders in the Oregon Sports Authority who tried to bring the Ironman to Central Oregon are in town today to talk with tourism and county leaders about how we can attract the Ironman triathlon in the future. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger doesn't believe a request from Leadman organizers for a blackout period is something that he would support. He says the county would probably come across this issue in the permitting process. He says the county needs to treat everyone the same, and it's not the county's job to stifle fair competition. The issue surfaced recently when the Ironman organizers were being courted to come to Bend the same weekend as the Leadman.
It looks like one event is like, well, 250 people and the other is 2,500 people. So, yeah, there might be the same kind of people who want to do both, but, you know, they have to choose.
Commissioner Tony DeBone has also implied that he probably wouldn't support the blackout request coming from Leadman organizers. Voters in the Jefferson County School District will decide this May whether to build a new K-8 school on the Warm Springs Reservation. The nearly $27 million school bond issue will include the new school and some capital improvements for other district schools. Superintendent Rick Molitor breaks down what the money will go toward.
The school district's responsibility for the KA building would be approximately $10.5 million. The tribe's responsibility would be the same. The Performing Arts Center is about an $8 million project, and that would leave approximately $8 million for capital improvement projects throughout the district.
Molitor says the Performing Arts Center has been on the wish list for the area for more than a decade. If approved, the tax rate would not increase because two current bonds are expiring. The Oregon legislature goes into session tomorrow. While budget cuts, education, and health care will be the top priorities, Democratic House Leader Tina Kotek says they also want to do more to help homeowners in danger of foreclosure.
If you're in foreclosure, you might end up losing your home, but shouldn't you have that face-to-face meeting with your lender first? Shouldn't you know that when you call, they're not going to lose your paperwork five times?
This is a shortened session, only a month long, which will limit lawmakers to the top issues facing the state. Voters in the Oregon's 1st Congressional District are voting on a replacement for David Wu today. During a lunch break at the Cedar Mills New Seasons Democratic Congressional candidate, Suzanne Bonamici encouraged voters to look at her endorsements, her plans for economic recovery, and her voting record rather than give in to what she calls a mudslinging campaign by her opponent. The Rob Cornelis campaign is accusing her of covering for former Congressman David Wu's bad actions.
Where I agree with my opponent is what he said when the former congressman resigned, which was the best thing about his resignation is now we don't have to talk about him anymore.
Ballots should not be mailed in at this point in the election. They are accepted at various ballot drop locations, including public libraries and county election offices, until 8 p.m. tonight. And it's been a couple of months since we've heard from the Occupy Bend movement, but those involved continue to meet weekly. Member Barbara Fontaine talked with our news partner, News Channel 21. She says high unemployment and foreclosures caused people to act.
I think that it's a response to what's going on and that people are becoming aware.
The local Occupy movement in Bend was not large, like in Oakland or Washington, D.C., but Fontaine claims the state of Oregon has more small-town Occupy movements than any other state. For more details on these stories, you can go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.